When Day to Day's Mike Pesca was done covering the inauguration yesterday, he set out to cover the balls, somewhat hindered by having lost his tuxedo on the train. We're so grateful to NPR's Eric Westervelt for lending Mike his tuxedo so that Mike could send this report.
American colloquialisms for having fun often are based on events that really aren't that much fun. Sunburn and medical waste make a day at the beach no picnic. Another of these idioms for having fun, which really isn't fun, is I had a ball. At least that's the expression you get from last night's inaugural balls in Washington. At about 10:30 p.m., Alicia Preston of New Hampshire noticed that she had been standing for almost 3 hours, and there seemed to be no remedy for that.
I thought there'd be tables, actually. But other than that, it's fabulous.
No, it's not. You can't really sit down here, can you?
No, you can't. And you can't, like, kick off your shoes under the table when people aren't watching.
Preston was attending the Patriot Ball, which, like the five other balls held inside airplane hangar-sized rooms within the Washington Convention Center, had a name as cookie-cutter as the setting. Independence, Liberty, Democracy, Stars and Stripes, and yes, the Texas-Wyoming Ball, which, in keeping with the musical traditions of those states, featured a Beatles cover band. Where do I find democracy? Ballgoers asked stiff-backed men in suits and earpieces. Turn left at Liberty, sir. Lisa Caligari of Washington, D.C. was trying to make the most of it.
Amen, GW! 4 more years, baby!
Even she, in the face of a cash bar, remained sober as a judge. The same was true of James Barber of Wauseon, Ohio, but then again, he is a judge.
So I guess my first question is, how you feeling?
I'm feeling terrific.
I think you're supposed to say hot, hot, hot.
Ha, ha, ha.
Close enough. The judge was wise not to wear his robe, but for the many members of the military in attendance, their dress blues gave them away. The upside is they were ushered onto the short line at the metal detectors. The down is that they were stopped and thanked dozens and dozens of times last night. Heather Staffer's husband, though in the military, went incognito in a tuxedo.
He doesn't want to stand out. He feels that what he's done for his country is his personal contribution and doesn't want to draw attention to himself.
But an event like this, you know, all these, like, Republicans would just, you know, loft him in the air or something.
I know, but then he's taken away all the time, and everybody wants to talk to him and thank him for his service, and... There's only so much that
it's annoying after a while. I'll just thank you.
Just a little bit. But we appreciate it, you know.
The partygoers were showing more appreciation for each other than the organizers had shown for them. The tickets, which go for $150, more than 10 times that on the street, got you some potato chips and pretzels and a chance to line up for pricey cocktails. Well, they do get you one other thing, a glimpse of the big guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States and Mrs. Norwood.
Brother Bob Saffold of Shaker Heights, Ohio, who runs a drug and alcohol counseling program as part of his ministry, was letting loose.
I had my first glass of wine in about 5 years last night, and after about 3 sips, I felt it in my knees, so I didn't drink it until I put it down.
So it's going to be one occasion, first wine.
I might have another one tonight.
At $6 a plastic glass, Brother Bob's budding oenophilia is sure to be kept under control. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.